Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. If you are insulted for the names of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of God rests upon you. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were suffering with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me after hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." What kind of marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether your 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciples. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. To follow Jesus, Jesus expect we accept him wholeheartedly. We need to have the space to get Jesus to come in. If we are preoccupied for so many earthly things, we have no space for the Lord. That's Jesus asking us, our hearts always open. If we are preoccupied for many things, then we have no space for him. It's not easy because we are preoccupied for so many things. That's why in another occasion Jesus says, "Don't worry about things of tomorrow. Today is the best way to fulfill the will of God. If you worry about things of tomorrow, then you have less space to the Lord." Jesus invites us completely trusting in his love, in his providence. Just moment by moment, open our heart and just do the will of God. Let us ask this special grace to live well the present moment, to put our heart only to Jesus by living the will of God. Believing what is impossible for man is possible for God.